A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Mem Tes. Baba Basra 149a. Pagination is 297. We'll start in the middle of the line, about nine lines down. Ibai Luhu, they asked the following question. Shechiv Meira, a person on his deathbed, Shehoda Mahu. He admits, what is the halacha? So we discussed different cases that a shchiv meira, person on his deathbed, wants to transfer his assets to a certain inheritor, to a certain person that he designates. And in this case, instead of trying to transfer it through a statement that it should go, and instead of saying that he's asking whoever the recipient is to do something, he admits that the money belongs to that other person. Toshima, listen to the following case. De Isur Giyora, Isur, that's his name, he's a convert. Havale Treser Alfe Zuze Beirova. He had 12,000 zuz entrusted to Rava. Taisva says this was not a loan. This was entrusted. Rava is guarding the money for Isur. And the Gemara gives us an editor's note. Rav Mari Berei, Rav Mari, the son of this Isur, the convert, Harasa Shalobik Dusha, was fathered before Isur was Jewish. V'leidaso b'kedusha havoi, and his birth was after Isser was Jewish. Reshbam tells us the story that this Isser came upon Rachel, the daughter of Shmuel, before he was Jewish. After conception, perhaps she had influence on him, he ends up becoming Jewish. And then Rav Mari was born. So Rav Mari is not halachically related to his biological father, Isser, and would not automatically receive the inheritance. Ubei Rav Hava, and Rav Mari, the biological son that Isser would like to give the money to, is in the Beis Medrash, and Rava is holding the money. As Tosfos explains, even though we might instinctively feel that Rav Mari is entitled to the money, but Rava approached it as a convert who's dying without children, and I'm just as entitled as his biological son. I'm sitting on the money. Why should I do anything differently? Says Taisvis. If the money would have been given to Rava as a loan so that there was chesed involved, then there's source to say that he should do chesed in return and give it to the person that Isser would like the money to go to. But over here, there was no chesed done. It's all in a day's work. He's holding on to the money. Why should the other person get it more than I? Amar Rava, Rava said, Heichin ikninu Rav Mari lani zuzei. I don't see any opportunity for Rav Mari to get this money. Ibi Yerusha, as an inheritance, laba Yerusha, who he's not halachically the child of this Isser Giyora. Ibi Matana, if you're thinking that he'll do it as a gift, the Matan of Shchiv Meira works after the passing, and the Rabbanon are the ones stepping in and making it work like a Yerusha. If there's no Yerusha applying because they're not related, then Matan of Shchiv Meira will not work either. This is a sophisticated piece of logic, but that's the simple translation. Ibe Meshicha, if you want to do a kinyan of pulling it, lesnu lagabe, the money is not in his hands, it's not available for him to lift it and pull it. ibachalipin, ein matbea nitgna bachalipin, if through the kinyan of exchange, so money can't be done through chalipin, I agav karka les layara, if you think he's going to give it to him by virtue of real estate, so Isagira doesn't own real estate. If by the fact that we're all three standing there, ishalach li lo azilna, if they ask me to come, I won't come, and I'll just wait this out, and I'll be able to keep the money. As Rava made this calculation, that it's unlikely that Rav Mari would get this money, what's the big problem? Why can't Isser admit that this 12,000 zuz belongs to his biological son, Rav Mari, and the kinyan will be something called Udisa? Udisa means admission. One of the forms of kinyanim, for example, that we use by chametz, sale, is that after all the other acquisitions, we do an acquisition called odisa, which is to admit that the chametz belongs to him. And that itself is considered a kinyan. Interesting question, isn't it a lie? And it would seem that the answer is that because it's a kinyan, it's not just an admission. In other words, the way kinyan odisa presumably works is that there is a halacha that if a person admits, it's kameya edim dami, it's as if there are 100 witnesses. And therefore, when a person admits, it's considered an acceptable kinyan because it's so widely accepted that if he admits, it's going to work. Therefore, it itself is a kinyan. The poskim describe that, at least according to many poskim, the witnesses that are required on Odisa is not so that he doesn't retract. It's so that it will be chal. It is a kinyan, and what this person is doing is not primarily lying and saying that money that doesn't belong to that other guy does belong to the other guy. What he's doing is a kinyan, and these are the mechanics of the kinyan. You go ahead and you admit it, and that is a kinyan that grants the money to the other person. In any case, after Rava made this entire calculation that there's no way for Rav Mari to get this money, a suggestion was made in the Beis Medrash, kinyan odisa would work on difficult to be kona items. Like this case, situations like this case. Meanwhile, once the suggestion was out of the bag, word got out that Isser Giyora had used Odisa to transfer the money to Rav Mari, his biological son. Ikbid Rava objected. He felt that somebody had slighted him, that the money would have been entitled to stay where it, that he would have been entitled to the money, and he's not sure why they basically, in his mind, taught Issa Giyora a solution for the situation. Omar, he said, Kamigamri Tainosa Leinshi Umafsidili, they're teaching people new ways to Taina, to argue, and they're causing me a loss. It's interesting to appreciate what his objection was. Tosfos explores the concept of mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. There's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of a dying person, and he suggests that it depends how it's worded. Had Issa Giyora worded it, give the money to Rav Mari, that would be a mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. But if he says it in the way of a will, I would like, or this is what should be done, without saying, to nu maneze leploni, then we have a question if mitzvah lekayim divrei hames really applies. The Pischei Choshen in Kinyonim, at the end of the 10th chapter, discusses other cases which are challenging to do the transfer, and that Kinyan Odisa could work. We mentioned the concept by Chometz. He cites a Ketzos that if the money is not Tachas Yado, if the Chometz is not in his possession, it's in transit, for example, it's hard to make a Kinyan on such a thing. What Kinyan are you doing? But Kinyan Odisa would work. Of course, we also give real estate. So Agav, the real estate, you could do such Kinyanim. But Odisa would be something to consider. Likewise, he mentions a case where a guy is entitled, he owns a certain number of rings, or we could say maybe bars of gold in a certain place, but they're not mesuyamos, they're not designated which ones are his. He can't even make a Kinyan if he wanted. But Odisa, to admit that those assets belong to a different person, would perhaps be the Kinyan to pursue. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.